brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Five boys drown in ZNS Dam in Lusaka's Wynnewood Ndeka area. Dola Cancer Hospital construction works stall due to funding crisis. In global news, Colombia sees a real threat of U.S. military action. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Five boys of Wynnewood and Ndekafis 3 area have drowned at the Zambia National Service ZNS Airport Farms Reserve Dam in Chongwe District. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday around 10 hours, and has identified the victims as Divine Musopelo, aged 11, Angel Mwandila, aged 14, Daniel Mumba, aged 10, Kusachela Sakala, aged 9, and Chikumbuso Banda, aged 14. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that on the material day, the juveniles were swimming in the ZNS Reserve Dam when one of them noticed that his friends were missing and had failed to resurface. He says the matter was immediately reported to elders in the area, who alerted ZNS personnel and the police. Mr. Chilavi explains that upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and, working jointly with ZNS personnel and members of the community from Kapansa area, conducted a search operation where 3 bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours. He says the search operation continued into the early hours of today, during which the remaining 2 bodies were retrieved.
During the operation, 3 bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours. The deceased were possibly identified as follows: 1. Divine Musopelo, age 11, 2. Angel Mwandira, age 14, and 3. Daniel Mumba, age 10. The search operations continued into the early hours of today, January 9, 2026, during which 2 additional bodies were retrieved from the same dam. The 2 were identified as Nkusechera Sakala, age 9, and Chikumbuso Banda, age 14. This brings the total number of fatalities to 5. Police have since opened an inquiry file into the matter. The scene was processed and all 5 bodies have been deposited at Lake Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and subsequent burial. Further details will be availed in due course.
The construction of the Coverbelt Cancer Treatment Center in Indola has come to a near standstill due to lack of funding and delayed salary payments to workers. Project manager Ms. Lu Fei has disclosed that the 20 Chinese technicians and laborers on site have gone without salaries for months, affecting morale and slowing progress. Speaking when Coverbelt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo visited the facility this morning, Ms. Liu informed the minister that civil works are about 70% complete, while essential system installations are only 40% finished. The facility, contracted to Average International under a $25 million US deal, was expected to be completed by December 31st, 2025.
It's divided into 2 parts. For the civil work, it's already finished 80%. And for the installation, it has already finished almost 40%.
That's
a lot of the external work, like the car park and the gardening, we haven't started.
Okay.
That's because a lot of retaining work are included afterwards. On the original drawing, it's not there, the retaining wall. But because the funding is not there, so it has been a problem.
However, Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has assured the government will not abandon the project and is working to resolve the funding issue. Mr. Matambo is optimistic that the hospital can still be commissioned by June this year.
The challenges which they have talked about, we will take them on, starting now, not tomorrow. We want to make sure that by June last year, we have to call the president to come and commission this hospital. So, when it comes to the quality of work, as Minister, I think I'm also happy to see the way they are doing the work, and just the quality itself, I'm sure it will stand the test of time.
Chilanga District in Lusaka Province has recorded a total of 10 cholera cases since the outbreak in December last year, with Sangalala Game Community identified as one of the hotspots. Chilanga Town Council Public Relations Officer Luyando Sikazwa, however, says no deaths have been recorded so far and that the situation remains under control. Mr. Sikazwa says the cases were detected through routine public health monitoring, with additional isolated infections reported from Game, Kachenjela, Linda and Mount Makulu areas. He adds that the council, working with its partners, has intensified preventative public health measures to prevent further spread of the disease and the scaled up water, sanitation and hygiene activities in affected and surrounding communities. Mr. Skazwa has assured that the situation is being closely monitored and currently under control.
Chilanga Town Council would like to inform members of the public that through routine public health surveillance, a limited number of cholera cases were recorded in the district. The first case was recorded on the 23rd of December 2025. In total, 10 cases were identified, mainly from Game Sangalala area, with isolated cases reported in Game, Kachenjela, Inda and Manfokulu wards. We wish to assure the public that no deaths were recorded, and we are pleased to report that the last patient was successfully discharged on the 4th of January 2026. The situation remains under control. In response to the outbreak, the council, working closely with its health partners, immediately stepped up preventive measures. These included community sensitization and strengthened water, sanitation and hygiene activities aimed at preventing further spread.
In more news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has failed to hand a bill pending the determination of the Lusaka High Court ruling in a matter opposition Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda is challenging his 6-month hate speech conviction. When the matter came before the court this morning, Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri informed Defence Counsel Meluza Chongwala that a ruling on a bill was not ready and adjourned the application to 13th January 2026. The court was previously told by Mr. Nakachinda's lawyers that he is scheduled to complete a 6-month prison term on 21st January 2026 following the application of remission under the Zambia Correctional Service Act Section 75, and that it will be practically impossible for the appeal to be heard within the remaining days before his expected release. The defense further submitted in an appeal that the trial court erred by extending an allegation directed at an individual to an entire ethnic group and raised concerns that the essential elements of the offense were not proved beyond reasonable doubt. Mr. Nakachinda is challenging a judgment delivered by Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri on 17th December 2025, which found him guilty of hate speech over remarks made in 2023, imposed 6 months imprisonment, and ordered that sentence to run concurrently with an 18-month term he was already serving from a separate defamation matter dating 17th May 2024. In global news, Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has told the BBC that he believes there is now a real threat of U.S. military action against Colombia. Petro said the United States is threatening other nations as part of a U.S. empire. It comes after Donald Trump threatened Colombia with military action. The BBC reports on this and other stories.
Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has told the BBC he believes there's a real threat of U.S. military action in his country. It follows American strikes on Venezuela and the seizure of Nicolas Maduro. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has made a televised address to the nation calling for unity. It follows 13 days of protest.